Nolte, Existential Crisis as Woke Hollywood Loses 20% of Moviegoers. By John Nolte on January 7, 2024. The start of the COVID pandemic is about 4 years in the rearview and still being blamed for Hollywood losing 20% of moviegoers. One out of every five moviegoers has vanished since the pandemic, according to research compiled by One Hollywood Studio, reports the far-left Hollywood Reporter. Whether they'll ever return to see a film on the big screen is anyone's guess, and, if they do, when. Compared to the last pre-pandemic year of 2019, the domestic box office is down 21%. The lengthy article is full of facts and figures. It also accidentally answers the question it asks about why this is happening and how to fix it, but it never acknowledges the answer. The answer is right here: Spider-Man, No Way Home, Barbie, Oppenheimer, John Wick 4, Top Gun, Maverick, and Sound of Freedom. Those titles were monster hits during and after the pandemic for one very simple reason: people wanted to see them. The idea that the reasons behind this drop in movie-going ranks is a whodunit is absurd. The titles above prove that people will still turn out in droves if they find something appealing. So, how can anyone still blame the pandemic for the drop in movie-going? If the pandemic was to blame, nothing could succeed in theaters. Plus, Taylor Swift's big 2023 concert tour proves the movie-going demo isn't afraid to congregate or come out of their homes. She's packing them in up to the rafters. The article also suggests moviegoers are tired of aging franchises. How can that be true when the fifth biggest global blockbuster of 2023 was the 10th chapter in the 24-year-old Fast and Furious franchise? The article suggests moviegoers are tired of superheroes. How can that be true when Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3 was 2023's fourth biggest global blockbuster? Audiences worn out by franchises and superhero movies would not go to see any aging franchise or superhero movie. Fast X and Guardians became hits because people wanted to see them. But why Fast X and Guardians 3, and not Indiana Jones and the Dial of Destiny? Another simple answer. Dial of Destiny emasculated and shamed its hero with an unappealing girl sidekick, while Fast X and Guardians 3 remained true to their characters and what made them iconic. The existential truth, and we all know it, is this: ever since Donald Trump won the presidency in 2016, Hollywood has sought to punish, insult, and alienate Trump voters, half the country, by way of cinematic tantrums that scold and dehumanize us due to our gender, faith, political beliefs, and overall normalcy. Hollywood's insane crusade against decent people and decency hit warp speed after the murder of George Floyd with a legion of movies where no one behaves or interacts normally. In order to push its social and political agenda, everyone's a simple-minded stand-in for us evil normal people or the oh-so-noble bipoke-dictards. Disney is now queering our children. Indiana Jones is criticized as a colonialist. Luke Skywalker is a child murderer. Buzz Lightyear is a glad crusader. Thor learns to wear an apron. Watch, exclusive, Sound of Freedom producer on beating Hollywood, Disney, Netflix, Amazon rejected us. On top of that, movie after movie tells us sexual deviancy, mental illness, and narcissism are virtues. Worst of all, our heroes, the very characters that made these franchises golden geese for decades, are deconstructed, portrayed as bigots, and replaced with girls and racial minorities for no good reason other than tokenism. Sometimes, as the Equalizer franchise proved, there is a good reason: Denzel Washington is awesome. Mostly, though, the tokenism is so ham-handed and off-putting that the bad taste in our mouths tells us not to bother purchasing a ticket. There's no mystery here: movies suck. Get a free autographed bookplate if you purchase John Nolte's debut novel, Borrowed Time, Bombardier Books. This novel is a high-wire narrative that meditates on life and death and God's eternal presence. I read this book in one sitting and look forward to reading it again. This is, quite simply, a great American novel. Robert Avrake, Emmy-winning screenwriter Body Double, A Stranger Among Us. After your purchase, email jmnalt@hotmail.com with your address and any personalization requests. Borrowed Time is winning 5-star raves from everyday readers. You can read an excerpt here and an in-depth review here. Also available on Kindle, Audible, and hardcover.